we go to County Offaly and a controversy over €1 million, which is being offered to Birr. The money is for a major revamp of Emmet Square at the centre of the town. But there is opposition to the plans. Now Public Transport Minister Alan Kelly is warning that the town must use it or lose it. Stephen Grant of Dooley's Hotel is a member of the Chamber of Commerce, which opposes the development as currently configured. We can speak to him now. Stephen Grant, why are you opposed to this development?
Well, mainly because of the loss of parking spaces. We'd lose approximately 30 parking spaces. There's about 75 parking spaces in the square as it stands at the moment. That would go down to around 45. And about 10 of them would be lost directly in front of Dooley's Hotel, which is our hotel here in operation from 1747, one of the oldest hotels in the country. And we feel that it would have serious damage done to the hotel if all these parking spaces were taken away, and other businesses in the town, not just speaking for myself. I mean, there's other businesses in the town that will be directly affected by the reduction of parking spaces in the square.
Well, the town council is saying in a statement that it believes it's got the balance right between the competing demands of pedestrians, traffic and car parking, and that while there will be a loss of some parking spaces overall, the spending of this €1 million, a lot of money, and a lot of towns would like to have that money to spend, will enhance the centre of the town and so draw trade in.
Well, we have submitted a plan ourselves. The Chamber of Commerce have submitted a plan that everybody in the town that has seen it so far is very happy with it. And it makes it for a better traffic flow and at a much lower cost. And I do believe that if the €1 million is there available for Birr, then it could be spent in other areas of Birr, like underground cables and street lighting, etc., and maybe some security cameras, etc. And doesn't all have to be, I don't believe it all has to be spent in Emmet Square.
But the council also saying that there was an extensive consultation process where presumably those views you've just given there were offered and they decided, look, this plan, the blueprint which was adopted or has been suggested, was the better way to go. Do you feel like your views were heard?
No. They never entered into meaningful negotiation with the people of Birr, with the Chamber of Commerce, never. And for example, there was a survey done of all the business peoples in the town. Business people signed the document to say that they were against this enhancement of the square. There was a meeting held here in Dooley's Hotel with approximately 550 people attending, and they all voted no, that they didn't want this enhancement of the square, not in the format that was being proposed by the council. And then there was a Facebook campaign that was over 880 people signed that. They didn't want enhancement of the square. There was another document signed by 600 people locally in the town against this. So, you know, while everybody is against it, the councillors seem to be for it.
And, would there not be something to be said for at the centre of a town, if you reduce the amount of traffic flowing through it, and the council saying that the town's unique architecture and monuments will be more visible then, they'll be making more out of that, that it may be a more pleasant place for people to visit, that there would be a benefit there with less traffic, it's just easier to get around on foot?
Well, you see, it's a local town, small town, country town, and people drive into Birr, they want to be able to park and do their business. And if they can't park in the square in Birr or easy park, and then they'll go elsewhere. They'll go to Athlone and other towns where they can drive into, like, a Goland Island, etc., or Tesco's and these places where it's free parking. They can leave their car there as long as they like. They have freedom to do their business. Why would they come to Birr and find that they couldn't park, and even when they do park, they have to pay for parking?
I beg your pardon, the situation yep. We're in now with the Minister for Transport, our Public Transport Minister, Alan Kelly, warning that the council has to use or lose this cash. Is your opposition such that you'd rather see the town get no money, that the whole thing be shelved, rather than it go ahead as it is?
Yes, I would say so. But what I would like to see, and I would make an appeal to the councillors to sit down with us, the Chamber of Commerce, and discuss a plan. We would like to see something done, but not this plan. We would like them to sit with us and discuss it as soon as possible to come up with an amicable solution to this and be able to do an enhancement to the square, and that everybody would be happy with.
Okay, we'll leave it there.
That's my wish, and I'd give them an open invitation right now to do that.
Okay, Stephen Grant of Dooley's Hotel and a member of Birr Chamber of Commerce, thanks for speaking to us.